Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, the breaking news. U.S.-Russia apparently have agreed to swap WNBA star Brittany Griner for convicted arms dealer Victor Bout. Apparently, CBS was aware of this a week ago, but the White House asked them to hold it.
It's very controversial because Victor, according to anyone who talked to you about this issue, sold weapons that killed thousands of people. Thousands of people. So you know. But it's happening. It's never happened before like this, ever. We would never do this in the past. There's going to be a lot of different opinions.
And many believed it was political in nature because of our position against Russia and their attack of Ukraine.
Yep. Let's talk about something that affects it. Now, don't nod off because I'm talking about assessments, because this is important. And I want to get right to our guest. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Marty.
And Larry's here. Mike Soli.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Mike. Give our listeners your background so they get it.
Well, I was in real estate 20 plus years. I owned my own real estate business. I went into government and was vice chairman of the county appeals board in the 90s under the commissioners. Then Dan Onorato hired me as an assessment consultant in 2005. He then hired me to run the assessment office for Allegheny County. So over that period, I was the oversight for two court-ordered reassessments.
Hey, Mike, so people know. They start to nod off when you talk about assessments, but you sent me
a nod off.
Hold on. You sent me a note that actually nailed it. Second bite of the apple. Explain, please.
Well, here's what happened, and I'm not going to get into the deep into the weeds here, but there's this issue of a common level ratio, and in 2012, the assessors said that the assessments were 100% of the value. That was over 10 years ago, almost 11 years ago. Over time, property values have gone up, Marty, and gone up substantially. And each year, there's a way of looking at current sales and the old 2012 assessments, and there's a disparity between the two. So the bottom line is, over time, if you're standing there in 2012 and you go back to the future, in 2022, property values have gone up. So bottom line is there was a court case this year. And in that court case, the judge ruled that Allegheny County was, quote, cooking the books. I talked to some people yesterday and they said, what does that mean? And I said, it's lying and cheating. That's what happened. So the tax ratio, in the judge's opinion, and I agree, was that the county for at least the last 7 years was manipulating data that they sent to the state. And this resulted in artificially high tax bills to tens of thousands of property owners in the county.
All right. So tell folks, number one, how can they get engaged and actually save tax money?
Well, county council, Pat Catena, the president of council, is looking into this. I've given at least 3 hours of testimony to a committee he put together to investigate what happened. And there was an ordinance introduced this week that is sent to committee that will give people a second chance in January to file an appeal for tax year 2022, which means if you win that appeal based on this court decision, there will be millions of dollars in tax refunds.
But, by the way, conversely, this could really jack around school districts, could it not, Mike?
My opinion, the school districts have been jacking up.
Hold on. Just answer the question. They count on this money, and it could change dramatically, though, right?
No.
Of course it could.
They have to show you the numbers. They establish a millage rate
right.
based on the assessments that are certified in January.
Right. But if the assessments change, it could affect their bottom line.
When you say bottom line, are you saying that the profit that they made behind closed doors?
Again, that aside, all I'm trying to is the truth here, that they're freaking out in these school districts, quite frankly. They are.
Well, they're freaking out because this has been a cash cow for them for years.
That's right.
Well, the bottom line, Mike, as you know, is the much lower part of the tax structure is the actual county tax compared to what the school districts whack you for.
Yeah. Well, you know, there were three of us that worked with the plaintiffs in this, John Silvestri and Barbara Stern and I, and we were able to show a judge that the county was cooking the books on the formula in the appeals process. Hey, it's okay for school district to file appeals,
right?
But you have to apply an honest number.
Hey, Mike, I don't want to lose you, and I hate to interrupt you, but we're going to lose you because of time.
Okay.
Couldn't this take years, brother? Could this take years?
Well, if county council gets its way, and they may vote next week or in January, we could file appeals next month.
Yeah.
And this isn't just the people that were whacked
right.
buying homes.
Right.
So this could end up in court. What we saw, what we were able to prove in court, was there were 7 years of this manipulation.
Yeah, but hold on, man. Just answer the question.
Saying, what
it could
about
take,
me?
It could take years for these hearings to play out, because I went through this, right?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. No. It's the pendulum is swinging the other way.
Mm.
The budgets of the property owners have been whacked for the last 20 years, and this is a gotcha. And yeah, the pendulum is swinging in favor of the taxpayers, and there will be tax refunds. But guess what? Any of the taxing bodies, including the county, can increase their millage rate if they need more revenue.
Yep.
All right, Mike, we appreciate it. Mike Sully, nice to meet you.
Okay. All right. File those appeals next month.
Yeah. Great. By the way, okay, what a great point. File your appeal, man. Seriously.
It's 8:21. This is the Big K Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show, by the way, our high school football coverage continues tonight. State championships. Exciting. Aliquippa and Bishop McDevitt, 6 o'clock pregame with John Fedko.
Hey, man, do they play? I mean, is this new, Larry, to play on a Thursday night? I don't know.
Yeah, they spread them out.
Okay.
Over the course of the weekend. So, and with more divisions than they had. Remember,
it's been a while since.
It used to be just Quad A was the biggest. Now they are up to 6. So they got 6 games to do. And they moved it out of Hershey to some high school field, maybe an hour away from Hershey. But Aliquippa, undefeated. 7 o'clock is kickoff. And we'll check in with Dan Zangrilli. He's kind of run the show here with the high school football coverage then. Friday, 1 o'clock, Westinghouse, South Columbia. And then Friday night, Pine Richland, an Imhotep charter. And that's a 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame at 6. Bell Vernon on Saturday at noon against Newman Goretti. And a 1 o'clock kickoff. We got you covered here.
It's amazing.
The Big K.
By the way, the work the guys have done here to do this. It's amazing.
It's so incredible.
It's amazing, Larry.
And we're really proud of the work they do, especially when they did these four games in a row.
It's amazing.
On a Friday, Black Friday. Pretty exciting. And by the way, we are inviting you to our Hometown Heroes event on Tuesday at the Rivers Casino. It's our 10th anniversary. Marty and I have teamed up, presented by Goodrich and Geis. Get the good guys. Supported by Tutti Mechanical Services. Our keynote is Susan Copen, WPXI anchorwoman. Incredible story of her own and inspirational, too. Lifetime awardees for their philanthropic efforts. Bob and Marilee Tutti. And then we'll recognize five of our hometown heroes. McGuire Memorial, we thank you for your support in Levin Furniture. So that's going to be Tuesday. Get tickets at kdkradio.com, which, by the way, is a great resource anytime. And if you haven't downloaded our free Odyssey app, AUDACY, do that, because it's really your gateway to a lot of good.
Just so folks understand, and we're getting back to this Griner thing, so you understand the complexity of this and the controversial decision. This guy that they traded her for, his street name, really, Larry, is Merchant of Death. And he sold weapons that resulted in the deaths of thousands of people in Ukraine. So people know this. So they traded this guy as a mass murderer on a scale that we'll rarely see for a basketball player. So everybody knows this. We both know this, Larry. It's been very controversial. Brittany Griner has been at a labor camp in Russia. She was sentenced to 9 years. She had, in essence, oils for pain, as she described it, regarding usage of drugs, right? And was snagged in an airport months ago. She's on her way home right now in a jet. She's been described as a safe and sound. This guy, though, so people know this, and I'm not judging here, he sold weapons to rogue states. Murderous, this is from, by the way, a quote from the Wall Street Journal. Murderous warlords in Africa, Asia, and South America killed tens of thousands of people. And he's free now.
And we're not getting our teacher back.
No, that will not happen. Not anytime soon. And
isn't his life as valuable?
I would argue that 8 days a week, brother. But he's not even on the primary list of folks they're negotiating to release, quite frankly.
We're anticipating President Biden to speak on the matter.
It's fascinating.
Soon, could be as early as 8:30 here or whenever we'll be on standby.
I texted Guy Rushenthaler as well. We'll see.
It's 8:37, News Radio KDK. The breaking news this morning you just heard with Paul Rasmussen. Brittany Griner apparently is coming home. A deal made for Victor Bout. Basically a terrorist they're exchanging prisoners for.
What a way to put it. Spot on, brother.
President is supposed to speak on the matter. We will carry that as soon as, and that could be any moment. Yep. Meanwhile, every Thursday at this time, we check in with Pittsburgh Magazine. Today for Rich Cook, we have editor Virginia Lynn. Virginia, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Your team does a great job, a number of categories, and one of those is with your food editor.
Exactly. We are introducing a new column. It's called Per Your Recommendation, which is asking readers what their favorite restaurants are, what's dear to their heart. Not necessarily the trendiest restaurants, not the ones getting all the buzz, but their favorites in the neighborhood. And we started with Servina, which is in Westview, and it's an all-day Italian cafe, and it opened in March 2021. And it's actually just a mile from Christy Lachlan, our food editor's home, and she didn't even know it was there. So she's delighted to have discovered it. And she says her favorites are pasta bolognese and a calzone that's so big it can't even fit into a single plate.
Whoa. And you know what? You can never go wrong with Italian food. And I just heard about this place. Really good. Now, tell us about this museum thing. 8 great gifts for museum lovers.
Well, the main reason I pointed that out, and that was my piece in Pittsburgh Magazine in the December edition, was because people sometimes forget all the wonderful merchandise, and it's very unique in all of our wonderful museums here. And it's for all ages. I mean, for example, at the Science Center, you can get this really cool Charlie the Astronaut bot. Yes?
I apologize.
You going?
No
worries.
We have to go to a special report.
Okay.
We're waiting to hear from the president. Thank you. And we'll talk again. Go to PittsburghMagazine.com, Virginia Lynn, editor. And we're waiting.
She should have been there all along. This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release. I also want to thank the UAE for helping us facilitate Brittany's return, because that's where she landed. These past few months have been hell for Brittany and for Charlie and her entire family and all her teammates back home. People all across the country have learned about Brittany's story, advocated for her release, stood with her throughout this terrible ordeal. And I know that support meant a lot to her family. I'm glad to be able to say that Brittany's in good spirits. She's relieved to finally be heading home. And the fact remains that she's lost months of her life, experienced the needless trauma. She deserves space, privacy, and time with her loved ones to recover and heal from her time being wrongfully detained. Brittany is an incomparable athlete, a two-time Olympic gold medalist for Team USA. She endured mistreatment at a show trial in Russia with characteristic grit and incredible dignity. She represents the best America, best about America. It is across the board, everything about her. She wrote to me back in July. She didn't ask for special treatment, even though we've been working on a release from the day one. She requested a simple quote, "Please don't forget about me and the other American detainees. Please do all you can to bring us home." We never forgot about Brittany. We've not forgotten about Paul Whelan, who's been unjustly detained in Russia for years. This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had a chance early this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's. And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up. We remain in close touch with Paul's family, the Whelan family, and my thoughts and prayers are with them today. They have to have such mixed emotions today. And we'll keep negotiating in good faith for Paul's release. I guarantee that. I say that to the family. I guarantee you. And I urge Russia to do the same to ensure that Paul's health and humane treatment maintained until we are able to bring him home. I don't want any American to sit wrongfully detained in one extra day if we can bring that person home. My administration has now brought home dozens of Americans who were wrongfully detained or held hostage abroad, many of whom had been held since before I took office. And today, we also remember the other Americans that are being held hostage and wrongfully detained in Russia or anywhere else in the world. Reuniting these Americans with their loved ones remains a priority for my administration, every person in my administration involved in this. We're going to continue to work to bring home every American who continues to endure such an injustice. We also want to prevent any more American families from suffering this pain and separation. And I strongly urge all Americans to take precautions, including reviewing the State Department's travel advisories before they travel overseas, which now includes warnings about the risk of being wrongfully detained by a foreign government. Make no mistake about it, this work is not easy. Negotiations are always difficult. There are never any guarantees. But it's my job as President of the United States to make the hard calls and protect American citizens everywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. And I'm proud that today we have made one more family whole again. So welcome home, Brittany. And now I'd like to invite Sherelle to say a few words to y'all. Of course, she's not excited at all about this. Sherelle, it's all yours, kiddo. Congratulations
Thank
again.
You. Thank you. So over the last 9 months, y'all have been so privy to one of the darkest moments of my life. And so today I'm just standing here overwhelmed with emotions, but the most important emotion that I have right now is just sincere gratitude for President Biden and his entire administration. He just mentioned this work is not easy, and it has not been. There's been so many hands involved. And so I'd like to take a moment to just specifically mention a few. Vice President Harris, Secretary Blinken, Jake Sullivan, Josh Geltzer from the National Security Council, Roger Cartson and Fletcher Schoen from the Hostage Envoy's Office. A special thank you to Governor Richardson and Mickey, the Mercury Players, the WNB, PA for your advocacy. And also, you guys may not know this, but my family has been tremendously supported by the Wasserman agency. BG's agent, Lindsay Colas, has just been amazing for me and my family throughout this process. So today my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole. And so BG's not here to say this, but I will gladly speak on her behalf and say that BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today as we celebrate BG being home. We do understand that there are still people out here who are enduring what I endured the last 9 months of missing tremendously their loved ones. So thank you everybody for your support. And today is just a happy day for me and my family. So I'm going to smile right now. thank you.
Thank you all very much.
And that is the voice of the wife of Brittany Griner. And you heard from President Biden from the White House. Also, Kamala Harris, vice president behind them, making a statement that Brittany Griner is in this exchange only with Victor Bout. And they explained the president that they're trying to effort to get Paul Whelan, a Marine who is unlawfully detained, and others, he said.
But did not mention a Mark Fogle, local guy from a teacher from Butler who's sentenced to 14 years. He had marijuana, medical marijuana.
Yeah, he grew up in Butler and was teaching, I believe, out of the Oakmont area when he was overseas.
Yep.
And he's been sentenced to hard labor. And we had tried to get him on the radar. We thank Congressman Richenthaler for his efforts to do that, but we have been...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So far unsuccessful, but we will not give up on that effort as well.
No.
St. 53 News Radio KDK would love to showcase your high school music programs. Highlight your school on a Christmas Eve and Christmas Day show. Submit your holiday musical performance, and you can do that at kdkradio.com. And it's coming quick. I mean, all of a sudden, next week, we're going to be in mid-December then, just a couple of weeks away from Christmas.
When?
Yeah? What do you mean, when?
You haven't done squat. You haven't bought anything. You haven't done any shopping. Are you going to get me something? There's your answer.
I'm still thinking about it.
I got something for you. Whatever the hell that means.
I have no idea what that means.
I have no idea.
Anyway, how you doing?
Boy, it's going to hit the fan over this Brittany Griner thing. I'm just telling you, man. Because we've never, historically, United States, whether you like this deal or not, never historically traded a prisoner for a terrorist. This guy's a terrorist. He has sold weapons to countries that have used them to kill thousands and thousands of people. Larry, what's his moniker? Was it Merchant of Death?
Yeah.
There you go. But conversely, she became a political pawn. She's high profile. She's a professional athlete. The argument was that she had, a vape pipe, Larry, that had some, what was described as medicinal medical marijuana in it.
Right.
And to be sentenced to 9 years in labor.
It was legal. Yeah, hard labor. I mean,
hard labor.
You know, so you go from one extreme to the other.
But the issue regarding the American is from here. We talked about him quite a bit. Mark Fogel, a fantastic man, fantastic father, fantastic teacher. Right now, he's sitting in a maximum security prison in Russia for 14 years. And we've been told numerous times that his name isn't even on the radar. Why? Well, he's not a professional athlete. He's not a minority. He's not high profile. He just isn't. And look, these are political issues that happen.
Well, we'll still push.
Yeah, of course. Can't stop.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.